Good morning, everyone. It's February 5, 2026, and you're listening to Sigma Speaks. Today in the news we discuss, scientists are hunting for a forbidden antimatter transformation. Roblox's 4D creation feature is now available in open beta. And the best VPN deals, up to 87% off, ProtonVPN, Surfshark, ExpressVPN, NordVPN, and more. So buckle up. Listen to commentary on the latest news in tech and science while on the go. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
Scientists have launched an experimental endeavor known as MACE, aiming to detect the rare conversion of muonium into its antimatter counterpart, antimuonium, a process that could challenge our understanding of fundamental particle physics. In encouraging news, latest science news, Science Daily reported that an international team led by researchers from Sun Yat-sen University and the Institute of Modern Physics at the Chinese Academy of Sciences is pushing the boundaries of our knowledge with this ambitious project. At first glance, muonium, a fleeting entity made up of a positive muon and an electron, seems like a mere curiosity. However, its potential transformation into antimuonium represents a tantalizing violation of lepton flavor conservation, a cornerstone of the standard model of particle physics. If MACE successfully observes this conversion, it would not only provide direct evidence of physics beyond the standard model, but also give scientists a unique window into lepton flavor violation phenomena that are otherwise obscured in more complex systems. The methodology employed by MACE is nothing short of ambitious. To achieve a sensitivity improvement of over 100 times compared to previous experiments, the team is leveraging a sophisticated array of techniques. They are utilizing a powerful surface muon beam, developed specifically for this purpose, which allows them to generate muonium in a controlled environment. This is complemented by a novel silica aerogel target designed to interact optimally with the muon beam, maximizing the chances of observing the elusive transformation. Furthermore, state-of-the-art detectors have been integrated to provide extraordinarily precise measurements, isolating the signal from the overwhelming background noise that typically plagues particle physics experiments. The technical specifications are impressive. The team seeks to detect conversion probabilities as small as 0 of 10 to the -13. To put this in perspective, that's akin to finding a needle in a haystack that's also been set on fire. While the ambitious sensitivity of MACE is a huge leap forward, it's crucial to recognize that this experiment still faces formidable challenges. The rarity of the target event, essentially a needle in a cosmic haystack, means that even if MACE operates flawlessly, there's no guarantee of success. The last significant constraints on muonium-antimuonium conversion were established back in 1999, so the scientific community has been eagerly awaiting advancements like these for over two decades. Beyond theoretical physics, the technologies developed for MACE could have practical applications that benefit humanity. The advanced muonium production targets, combined with low-energy positron transport systems and high-resolution detectors, could have far-reaching implications.
Roblox has launched an open beta for its 4D creation feature, which allows users to design interactive objects that can move and react within the game environment. TechCrunch recently shared that this advancement builds on the platform's previous success with Cube 3D, an open-source AI model that generated over 1.8 million 3D objects since its introduction last March. So, how does this 4D creation work? At its core, Roblox has enhanced its object generation capabilities by breaking down traditional 3D models into components. The new system employs a modular approach, where objects are created using predefined schemas, templates that dictate how they are constructed and behave. For example, the Car 5 Steamer allows creators to design vehicles made up of five distinct parts, the main body, plus four wheels. This decomposition not only enables the wheels to spin, but also allows for individual behaviors, making the vehicle dynamic rather than a static clump of polygons. The second schema, Body 1, permits the generation of simpler, single-piece objects, like boxes or sculptures, further expanding the creative possibilities. The technical underpinnings of this functionality rely on a combination of procedural generation techniques and AI-driven behavior assignments. By leveraging AI to define object relationships and actions, Roblox is tapping into a paradigm that facilitates more complex interactions without requiring users to have extensive programming knowledge. This shift could be seen as a step towards democratizing game development, where the barriers to entry are gradually lowered. However, it's essential to acknowledge some limitations and potential pitfalls. While the promise of 4D creations is exciting, the current offering is still in beta, meaning there could be bugs or limitations in object interactions that users might encounter. Additionally, as with many AI-driven tools, the quality of generated content will depend heavily on the schemas provided and the creativity of the users. If every creator uses similar templates, we might find ourselves in a virtual world filled with cookie-cutter cars and boxes, rather than a diverse array of unique creations. Despite these caveats, the potential applications of this technology are genuinely exciting. Imagine educators using Roblox to build interactive learning environments where students can manipulate virtual objects to understand complex scientific concepts or historical events. In the realm of therapy, creative platforms like Roblox could provide a safe space for children to express themselves and engage in imaginative play, which is crucial for developmental growth. Furthermore, small indie developers might find new opportunities to create engaging content without needing a deep understanding of coding.
VPNs on sale, saving your data and your wallet. Positive momentum reported by Engadget is a web magazine with obsessive daily coverage of everything new in gadgets and consumer electronics. Various leading VPN services, including ProtonVPN, Surfshark, and ExpressVPN, are currently offering discounts of up to 87% off annual subscriptions. But let's not just swim in the shallow end of the hype pool. A VPN, or virtual private network, operates by creating a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, allowing you to send and receive data while being shielded from prying eyes, be it your ISP, advertisers, or that nosy neighbor who keeps asking about your work-from-home setup. Essentially, when you connect to a VPN server, your internet traffic is encrypted, meaning that even if someone intercepts your data, they won't be able to interpret it without the encryption key. ProtonVPN takes this a step further with full disk encryption, a feature that ensures they cannot see your browsing activity at all, even if they wanted to. Digging into the specifics, ProtonVPN claims to maintain fast browsing speeds with low latencies, even over long distances. For instance, during testing, ExpressVPN demonstrated less than a 7% drop in download speeds, a noteworthy performance metric, considering that many VPNs can reduce speeds significantly more. The technical wizardry behind this involves using advanced encryption protocols, such as OpenVPN or WireGuard, which balance security with performance. The latter is increasingly popular due to its lightweight design and faster connection times. However, before you rush to grab that VPN deal, let's address the elephant in the room. Not all VPNs are created equal. Many may appear appealing on the surface, but could compromise your security or privacy. For example, some offer misleading pricing structures, so if you find a deal that sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Additionally, while discounts up to 87% sound enticing, it's important to read the fine print. Subscription renewals can sometimes revert to much higher rates than initially advertised. Now let's pivot to the brighter side. The potential benefits of using a reliable VPN service are numerous. For individuals in regions with oppressive internet censorship, a VPN can be a lifeline, enabling access to information and communication platforms that would otherwise be blocked. For businesses, using a VPN can secure remote work communications, protecting sensitive data from cyber threats, a necessity in our increasingly digital world.
New research has unveiled that the medieval Catholic Church had a significant rural component, where miraculous events were tied to agriculture and community resilience, challenging the notion that religious power was primarily urban. Here's something inspiring from latest science news, Science Daily. Dr. Christina Ilko, a historian at Queen's College, Cambridge, has meticulously examined historical texts that document a series of lesser-known agricultural miracles attributed to saints. particularly within the Augustinian order. These miracles include a burned cherry twig miraculously revitalized, a swamp regaining its fertility, and livestock injuries being healed. Dr. Ilko argues that these accounts, often overshadowed by more spectacular miracles like bleeding hosts, underscore the church's practical engagement with rural communities during times of hardship. The mechanism behind these miracles, while steeped in faith, reflects a deeper historical context, namely, how medieval communities coped with agricultural crises and environmental challenges. For instance, the accounts of Guglielmo of Malavalle illustrate a belief system where the presence of dragons symbolized destructive forces in the environment, such as disease and crop failure. These stories serve not only as religious narratives, but also as socio-ecological responses to crises, highlighting the church's role in promoting agricultural recovery and sustainability. Dr. Ilko's research coincides with the inauguration of an eco-friendly farm by the Vatican, illustrating a tangible connection between the past and present. This initiative aims to embody the Augustinian values of stewardship and care for the land, which raises interesting questions about modern agricultural practices. With approximately 40% of the global population engaged in agriculture, the revival of these historical practices could suggest innovative approaches to sustainable farming that prioritize community resilience and biodiversity. However, while the historical accounts are fascinating, it's important to recognize their limitations. The medieval context was rife with superstition, and many of these miracles were often metaphorical rather than literal. The challenge ahead is to translate the ethos of these stories into practical, evidence-based agricultural methods that can genuinely benefit modern society. For example, could we develop community farming initiatives inspired by these historical practices, emphasizing local engagement and ecological balance? The irony is not lost on us. While we may not expect a modern-day dragon to be vanquished by a pitchfork-shaped staff, we can draw inspiration from the past to tackle present-day challenges. Into Productive Lands resonates with current discussions on land reclamation and sustainable agriculture, particularly in areas affected. Scientists at the University of St. Andrews have identified a crucial genetic turning point that sheds light on how vertebrates, including mammals, fish, reptiles, and amphibians, first evolved from simpler animal ancestors. In positive news, latest science news, Science Daily, reports that researchers have uncovered an unusual evolutionary pattern in signaling output genes, which played a significant role in the development and expansion of vertebrate life. To arrive at this finding, the researchers utilized long molecule DNA sequencing, an innovative technique that allows for the separation and identification of different transcripts produced by a single gene, a method previously untested on the genes expressed in the selected animals. This allowed them to map the full range of transcripts and proteins generated during vertebrate development for the first time. By comparing genetic data from sea squirts, lampreys, and frogs, the study highlighted that both the lamprey and the frog produced a significantly greater number of protein versions from individual signaling output genes compared to the sea squirt. Specifically, the increase in diversity for these genes was markedly greater than what was observed for most other gene types, showcasing the scale of this evolutionary shift. This research highlights how the evolution of signaling pathways, complex networks that allow cells to communicate and coordinate during critical processes like embryo formation and organ development, was pivotal in the transition from invertebrates to vertebrates. In vertebrates, these pathways are not just vital for normal growth, they are also closely tied to various diseases when mutations occur, making them hot targets in drug development. However, while the findings provide a valuable piece of the evolutionary puzzle, there are caveats. The study's scope is narrow, focused on only three species, which may not fully represent the vast complexity of vertebrate evolution. Additionally, while long molecule DNA sequencing offers unprecedented insights, it's important to note that this methodology can be resource-intensive and may not be universally applicable to all genetic inquiries. Despite these limitations, the practical implications of this research are profound. Understanding the genetic underpinnings of vertebrate evolution could enhance our ability to develop targeted therapies for diseases linked to dysfunctional signaling pathways. For instance, if we can better grasp how certain signaling proteins evolve and function, This could lead to novel treatments for cancers and genetic disorders that arise from miscommunication at the cellular level. Moreover, the knowledge gained from this study could have broader ecological and conservation applications.
As we face challenges related to biodiversity loss and species adaptation in the face of climate change, insights into the evolutionary history of vertebrates can.
In encouraging news, TechCrunch reported that Mundi Ventures has successfully raised 750 million euros for Cambara Fund 1, its largest deep tech and climate fund to date, with the potential to reach 1.25 billion euros at final closing. So, how did Mundi Ventures manage to secure this impressive sum in a climate where many early-stage climate startups are wilting before they reach Series B? The answer lies in their targeted approach to venture capital, specifically focusing on bridging the gap between initial funding and growth capital for technology companies that are ripe for scaling. According to Cambara co-founder and general partner Jan de Vries, the fund intends to capitalize on a critical phase in startup development, Series B and C rounds, where many promising companies falter due to lack of sufficient financial backing. The mechanics of Cambara's strategy involve a specialized team with significant expertise in the fields of deep tech and climate innovation. This includes seasoned venture capitalists and strategic advisors, all with a proven track record in nurturing startups to maturity. For instance, the team boasts individuals like Robert Trezona and Pierre Festal, who have extensive backgrounds in climate tech and deep tech investments, respectively. Their collective experience is not just theoretical. They have lived through the trials and tribulations of the startup ecosystem, as evidenced by DeVries' own experience with the now-defunct electric aircraft company, Lilium. Mundi Ventures' approach isn't merely about throwing money at promising startups and hoping for the best. It's about creating a supportive environment that can foster industrial synergies and help European university spinouts evolve into substantial businesses. The fund's focus on scale-up problems acknowledges a unique challenge in the European tech landscape. While innovative ideas are abundant, the capital required to mature these ideas into profitable companies often falls short. However, it's worth noting that while Mundi Ventures has made strides in addressing funding gaps, the landscape remains treacherous. The reality is that many startups still fail, often due to market dynamics or operational inefficiencies that no amount of funding can fix. De Vries himself pointed out that the European ecosystem is not lacking in innovation or startups, but rather in the necessary growth capital to bring these ideas to fruition. This implies that Cambara's success will depend not just on the quantity of funds raised, but also on the quality of the investments made. So, what does this mean for humanity? A well-funded Cambara could help accelerate the development of technologies aimed at mitigating climate change. Apple is reportedly targeting a late 2026 launch for its first foldable iPhone, a device that may feature a book-style design similar to Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold series. In encouraging news, Engadget is a web magazine with obsessive daily coverage of everything new in gadgets and consumer electronics. Reported that Apple has been quietly working on this long-rumored device, which aims to carve out its own niche in the expanding foldable smartphone market. So, how does this all come together? According to the latest rumors, the iPhone Fold will utilize advanced hinge technology to enable a seamless folding mechanism. This hinge is crucial, as it allows the device to transition from a compact smartphone form factor to a more expansive tablet-like display, expected to measure around 7.7 to 7.8 inches when fully opened. The outer display is anticipated to be approximately 5.5 inches, which would provide functionality while the device remains closed, giving users quick access to notifications and basic functions without fully unfolding the gadget. The design is also rumored to incorporate a squarer footprint, optimizing the aspect ratio of the inner display for a more comfortable viewing experience, similar to that of the iPad mini. However, let's not get too carried away with foldable fantasies just yet. The iPhone Fold project has faced several caveats that may delay its release. Analysts like Ming-Chi Kuo have indicated that manufacturing complexities, especially concerning the durability of the hinge and the display, could push the launch date further into 2027 if Apple deems the device not ready for prime time. Given Apple's historical tendency to hold off on releases until their products meet high-quality standards, the timeline remains fluid. Now, what could this all mean for the average consumer and society at large? Well, a foldable smartphone could revolutionize how we engage with technology on the go. For instance, it could enable a more immersive experience for mobile gaming or content consumption. Imagine watching a movie on a tablet-sized display while still being able to fit it comfortably in your pocket. It could also enhance productivity for professionals who need to multitask between apps without the bulk of a traditional tablet. Moreover, as foldable technology matures, it may pave the way for more innovative applications, such as foldable screens in public spaces or even in the automotive industry, where dashboard interfaces could transform to provide different functionalities based on user needs. Of course, there's always the risk of hype outpacing reality.
A new intranasal vaccine, developed by researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, demonstrates strong protection against H5N1 bird flu, marking a significant advancement in vaccine technology. In encouraging news, latest science news, Science Daily, reported that this innovative approach not only offers immunity, but also addresses a critical challenge in flu vaccination. The mechanism behind this nasal vaccine is particularly intriguing. It employs a platform previously established for other viral infections, including a COVID-19 vaccine that has been available in India since 2022. Specifically, the researchers utilized a modified virus strain that targets the upper respiratory tract, where the H5N1 virus tends to establish an initial infection. This intranasal delivery method works by stimulating mucosal immunity, which is the body's first line of defense against respiratory pathogens. By directly targeting the nasal passages, the vaccine can elicit robust immune responses in the mucosal tissues, potentially reducing both infection rates and viral transmission. In preclinical trials involving hamsters and mice, the vaccine showed impressive results. It not only triggered strong immune responses, but also effectively prevented infection after exposure to H5N1. This is particularly noteworthy given that the researchers managed to maintain vaccine efficacy even in animals with pre-existing flu immunity. Typically, prior exposure to seasonal flu viruses can dampen the immune response to new vaccines, a phenomenon scientists refer to as original antigenic sin. However, this novel intranasal formulation circumvents that issue, showcasing its versatility and potential for wider application. However, while the results are promising, it's essential to acknowledge some limitations. The study's findings are based on animal models, which, while informative, do not always translate seamlessly to human populations. Additionally, the H5N1 virus exhibits a concerning rate of mutation, which could pose challenges in ensuring long-term vaccine effectiveness. The current vaccine is not yet widely available and would require further clinical trials to establish its safety and efficacy in humans. Despite these caveats, the potential benefits of this intranasal vaccine are substantial. Should it prove successful in human trials, it could provide a critical tool in preventing future pandemics, especially considering the alarming rise in H5N1 cases among humans since 2022, including 2 fatalities in the U.S. Moreover, the approach could be adapted to address other respiratory viruses, potentially leading to more effective vaccination strategies against seasonal flu or even coronaviruses. In a world where vaccine fatigue is a real concern, having a tool that works through a less invasive and more natural route could make a real difference. Delivering protection through a nasal spray could.
Lunar Energy has successfully raised $232 million in funding to scale up the production of home battery systems that enhance grid resilience through virtual power plant VPP technology. According to TechCrunch's latest coverage, this funding will enable the startup to manufacture up to 20,000 battery units by the end of this year, with a goal of reaching 100,000 by 2028. So, how does this whole battery and grid thing work? Lunar Energy's approach centers on modular battery packs, specifically designed for home use, which range from 15 to 30 kilowatt hours, kWh, in capacity.
built from individual 5 kilowatt-hour modules. These batteries can store excess energy generated from renewable sources, such as solar panels, and discharge it back to the grid when demand peaks. Essentially, they function as miniature power plants, but without the emissions and the large smokestacks. Unless your home has a really interesting decor style. What's particularly novel about Lunar's offering is the integration of their storage systems with VPP software. This software can monitor and manage not only the batteries, but also electric vehicle, EV chargers, and household appliances. This means that during peak demand times, these systems can either supply energy back to the grid or reduce demand by temporarily throttling down energy use in the household. The result? A more stable and resilient grid that can potentially replace fossil fuel peaking plants, those notorious energy hogs that kick in during times of high demand. Lunar Energy.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.